Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Props to Skin Wade and everyone who showed up yesterday. It was a packed house for the first Brew Cruise stop at Noble Ray. Troy was out there. I went out there. Ben, Skin, Chippy, KT. Man, KT was next level.
Was he?
Yeah.
Next level. He was two-fisting. I was like, why are you drinking? Oh, wait. So you have beer and water. So he was trying to dilute what he was taking in. It didn't work.
Yeah. Mike Fisher was out there getting all the free beers that he can get.
Were there exclusives?
Yeah, you probably should have rolled up there, RJ, because as I was walking through Noble Ray Brewing, talking to the Tolos, I go around the corner. And there's one Brian Purdy.
Yeah.
The top dog of Intercom Radio Dallas.
The GM.
Yes.
Purdy up in there.
I don't
go to any of my events, but, you know, Skin throws an event, and you can go out there.
I was detained. It was detained all weekend.
Yeah. We told people you're on the bump. You're on the hill.
Oh, yeah.
On the bump.
Throwing for your kids' Little League team where your kids aren't even there.
No. They were there for this one. It was another 200 to 300 pitch weekend.
Yeah. But it was great. The beer was fantastic. It was strong. What did you decide to go with, Troy, and were you buzzing at all?
Yeah, I was definitely buzzing. Noble Ray Brewing, they have so many beers to choose from. Like, I thought, you know, you're going to this brew house. It's locally. You know, it's local. They're probably going to have, like five, maybe six tops. I couldn't even remember the exact number they had up there, but I was downing the Churro Yub Nub, which was the only stout that was available at the time.
Yeah, man, you and your stouts.
Ooh, it was so good.
Transformation, the flip that this kid has made.
It's
medium well steak and Smirnoff Ice 6 years ago to blue rare and stouts.
In Rockefeller oysters.
And oysters.
Yeah.
There's no middle.
No.
One to the other.
No. And someone was showing me, I guess they had an IPA out there and they had ales and everything I looked at, I was like, I'm sure it's delicious, but to me it looks like tinkle, and I can't drink that. I need dark, frothy, stout.
But you know, like this is there's something strange about this. This is bordering on something way bigger than just oysters and blue rare. I don't know. Like usually you don't go from one extreme to the other.
Oh, it's my midlife crisis.
Yeah. This is like I've been there before, man. Like, you don't go from one extreme to the other usually.
Like, usually your tastes are your tastes, your likes are your likes.
Yeah,
and you're
you can just slightly go from, you know, a little alterations. I mean, you're going from...
It'd be like if Choppy, just started...
You're going from fried, deep, deep fried, to baked. Mm. You're not going from deep, deep fried to lightly breaded.
Like, could you eat a medium well steak now?
Probably not, since I do blue rare.
Yeah.
And I like my meat sushi.
Yeah. Do you even have any insides left?
Blue rare.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. I do have a parasite floating in there somewhere.
So that was, it was really fun. It was packed.
It was a great spot to be at because they had a little outdoor area, but everyone obviously was going to be inside.
It was a furnace.
And, talking to Kavanaugh about his new spot. His new place he just moved into, house, as he was rolling up in the Father's Day Ranger shirt.
What a stupid outfit.
One of the loudest shirts ever the Rangers have given away.
And you had your hat on, your new hat.
Yeah, I had my Errol Spence Triple Skyline. D. Yeah, Triple D gear cap on as well. But yeah, it was a great turnout.
Man,
so good.
One of the guys there was giving me a preview of this beer mile of what's going to happen between Skin and I did not realize this much torture was involved. I was like, okay, the mile's a tough part. You know, I hate running. And they're like, no. You're going to be throwing up.
Yeah, you're going to have, you will. Because, like, the beer, you're going to want to burp.
Yeah.
And it's sloshing around inside of you.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a way that.
And Skin's out there talking smack to me yesterday. And I said, you have the body of a flamingo. Like, Yeah, yeah. You're taller than me. You probably have some strides. You're a 46, 47-year-old man who looks like a pelican. You're not going to sit here and take me down at anything athletic.
I would think.
He dunked on me on Mike Fisher's 8-foot rim. Yippee, I'm 5'10".
I would think if you were to eat a lot of bread before, it won't slosh around so much down there.
Dude,
the bread's going to soak it up.
Eating bread before
just
running.
Just get a whole roll of sourdough.
Nuts.
And
no.
An entire roll of sourdough. A big, giant bread roll.
I do love sourdough.
Good bread. I think that would help. Because
yeah.
You're going to start running, and you're going to have to burp.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the bread, soak all that up. I think you'd be okay.
No.
I just want to remind you, he said the word think. Like 9 times right there. I think this will happen. I think this will happen.
Total speculation on my part.
No,
I've done zero research on this one.
Yeah, I don't think so. But it was fun. Everyone out there, and you're going to the one in Fort Worth?
Yeah, when the Fort Worth one happens and when that date is officially made and that is on the schedule, I will be at the one in Fort Worth, our little brew crew. I'll get you a glass. I know you forgot your glass.
I did forget my glass, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, how did you forget your glass? That was one of the best parts.
Well,
oh.
I was there for a while. Man, I was weekend haze.
Ooh.
Straight haze. Like, I need a little men's tea clinic in my life today. A little,
Little
pick me up. But it was one fest. I feel like my weekend was 4 or 5 days. Like, it was.
You know, you had a lot going on. I mean, that flatbread party.
Yeah. That's,
and then this.
Oh, I went bowling after that.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you roll?
I split it up. It was like 8 of us. So I split it up with my buddy, Terrence, and he's the worst athlete in the Metroplex. So he's terrible. But we went out there. We don't go bowling enough. We should bowl all the time.
Bowling should be a monthly excursion.
Don't you think?
You don't have to have, like, you know, for golf, you need to have decent weather. Bowling doesn't matter. You go and you just bowl. And these bowling alleys, these are not like your grandpa's bowling alleys where it's just you see dudes in their bowling shirts and chicks up there named Barbara.
Yeah. It's not
Barbara and Eddie.
It's not Uncle Buck and Pal.
Yeah, it's not
sitting
like,
there with a toothpick in his mouth.
Yeah,
no, it's nothing like that. Now do y'all bowl with bumpers?
No.
Okay.
What one girl we were with, she she all of a sudden these bumpers popped up and I said, what are you doing? And she said, no, it's just for me. It's just going to be for mine. I'm like, okay, make sure you put those things down. Get those things out of there. You can have bumpers for kids.
For kids.
And some women.
Not adult men and women.
Yeah. But before that was the Michael Gallup pizza party. And when Michael Gallup did not show up.
Michael Gallup plays for who?
I said to Jeff, I said, should I tweet out that I'm going to put a jinx? This is going to be like a jinx on Michael.
Mm.
He's going to have a bad season since he dogged us. And he's like, don't do it. Don't do it. Someone's going to think that you are the reason. If he gets injured or hurt, you're going to be the reason that you put the jinx on him for not showing up. I didn't appreciate him skipping out.
That's not appreciative at all.
40 pizzas that Jeff laid out for. All the peeps came out. Ben Rogers came after his show. I mean, it was a lot of effort.
And he laid out the tees.
And he DM'd Jeff. He like followed him. He asked.
Mm. He laid out the tees.
This is the governor of Texas.
The governor showed up.
Yeah.
That's how big it was.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah. So Gallup didn't show.
Boy, I'm really liking this bowling excursion, this thought that we need to have more bowling around here.
Yeah.
No bumpers.
Oh, my God. Roy has...
Oh, Roy thinks he's Pete Weber.
No, no, he gets mad. No, is it Roy or Troy who had the bowling idea? It's been Troy, right? Or is it Roy? I can't remember. One of them has been.
Are you talking about the broadcast? Yeah.
Doing an event.
I've been calling for strikes and mics for like
there it is.
Yeah,
7 years now.
Yeah.
Now Roy cheats. He's no thumb. He's no thumb guy.
Yeah. The station is just so proactive these days. You know, we got beer tours.
We'll get it.
Beer tours.
Wiffle ball. Trying to set up bowling.
Ant-Man.
Yeah. Ant-Man and the Wasp. what is it? The Butterfly and the Cockroach?
No, it's Ant-Man and it's Wasp. Yes.
Okay.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah, Ant-Man and the Wasp. So it was a fun weekend. But yesterday, Skin was in his element. I mean, he was loving life.
Man, because this is the brew crew, this is Skin's baby.
So Skin is big on like craft brews,
bourbon, scotch,
and like high quality scotches.
I think he is purposely growing out his beard so he can look like a brewmaster.
Mm.
I think that's what he's going for. He's trying to get that look down. But I mean, it was fantastic. And man, he was like a politician up in there yesterday at Noble Ray. He was shaking hands and kissing babies.
I probably talked to the least amount of people.
You know?
I have this reputation now.
You do have that reputation.
I was a jerk out in public.
Big time.
Not getting anyone any drinks.
Big
or
time loser.
Like
you weren't buying drinks at all.
Yeah. So that's the reputation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.